John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, August 1st. According to the National Weather Service, it will be sunny in the Cedar Rapids area today with a high near 86. Winds from the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Then tonight, we have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 a.m., with a low around 65. Two Cedar Rapids police officers exchanged gunfire with a driver they pulled over early Saturday, injuring the driver, authorities said. The officers, whose names were not released, were not injured. The Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Criminal Investigations said it had been asked by the city to help investigate the officer-involved shooting. The DCI said that shortly after 4 a.m., the officers pulled over a car for erratic driving in the 2200 block on Glass Road Northeast, just west of Interstate 380. The driver of the vehicle brandished a firearm, and gunfire was exchanged between the driver and two Cedar Rapids police officers, quote-unquote. The driver, whose name also was not released, suffered gunshot wounds and was taken to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics. A condition was not released. The Democratic National Committee has delayed a decision on the presidential nominating calendar, leaving Iowa Democrats to wait 3 months until after the November midterm elections to find out the fate of the Iowa caucuses. Iowa is among 16 states and Puerto Rico vying to be included in Democrats' early presidential nominating window ahead of Super Tuesday in early March 2024. The DNC Rules Committee voted in April to reopen the presidential nominating window, forcing all interested states, including the current early nominating states of Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, to apply for a spot.